It's time for high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's Newark Wildcat basketball on this Friday evening as the Wildcats play host to the Canal Winchester Indians. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays. Happy weekend as we get set for Cats basketball here tonight on Kate 98.7. Newark with a record of 14-3, 7-2 in the OCC Buckeye. They have won four out of their last six and back-to-back wins over this past weekend, Friday winning at Logan, and then Saturday on the road at Hilliard Darby, getting a 47-44 victory after losing a tough one at home before that to Groveport. So Cats trying to get their third straight victory tonight, and they'll take on a Canal Winchester ball club that comes in with a record of 6-9, 2-6 in the OCC Buckeye. They've also won four out of their last six, but lost one at home Friday to Pickerington Central by a final of 74-49. Earlier this season at Canal, Newark won handily on December 17th, 64-37. Ty Gilbert led the way in that ball game with 20 points, and Tybron Brooks added 16 in the victory. The Cats have not been home very often, but when they have been, they've been successful, winning five out of their six contests. And this starts a nice little stretch of four straight home games to almost cap off the regular season. Their final game will be at Lancaster, which we'll have for you here on Kate 98.7. But they've got Canal tonight. Tuesday, they've got Pickerington Central here at the Jimmy, which, again, we'll have for you. Then doubleheaders on the 7th against Taze Valley with the girls' team. And then on the 14th, Reynoldsburg comes to town to take on the Lady Cats and the Boy Cats as well. So a lot of home cooking, which hopefully the Cats will use as momentum as they get ready for hopefully a successful drive into the state tournament. When we return on the pregame show, we'll hear from head coach Jeff Quackenbush as you're listening to Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
Start your year off-road. Hi, this is Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Flair side-by-sides and $1,500 on select Flair sportsman models. Financing specials as low as 1.99% for qualified buyers. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure. Come visit us at the Toy Store or FlairsTheToyStore.com. We'll see you on the trails.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovation make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Coach, it's always interesting to see how teams respond after adversity, and it was a tough loss at home to Groveport, but back-to-back games on the road, thought the team responded pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we had, I wouldn't say we needed that, but it was definitely a wake-up call for all of us for some things we need to improve on if we're going to make a tournament run, because that game was really physical. We didn't handle the physicality very well. And then I thought our kids responded, and to play two games, one an hour trip and one an hour and 15 minute trip.
Yeah.
So I was pleased with the outcome, no doubt.
And you got to like the way they finished, especially the Hilliard game, because they made a run at you, and you made some shots there at the end and did what you needed to do to get a road win.
Yeah, we had a couple turnovers when we were up six or seven that, you know, kids, we watch the film and we need to make sure we fix that. And some of that's on us as coaches to put them in the right position. But this time here, you just got to find a way to win.
And it's nice to have a four-game homestand coming up here to maybe work out some things. They're all going to be tough late matchups, but you've been on the road for a long time.
Yeah, we've been the Royal Warriors this year. We've only had 10 home games,
yeah.
And we still have four left. So we've only played here five or six times. So I know our kids are excited to play in front of a good crowd.
How are we health-wise at this point?
Oh, that's we've had a lot of injuries this year. Right now, Bodie Smith, who went out in the Bradley game, had a guy kind of run into his ankle, take him out diving for a ball. Colton Peterson has an ankle issue right now that he thinks he'll be okay for tonight. Ty Gilbert will dress tonight, but will only play if we need him. Goal is to have him back on Tuesday. And I think finally we have all the flu and sickness through the team. We're at the end of, there's still some kids with a cough, but that's hurt us as much in the last 2 weeks as injuries.
So it's nice to have the week off that you've kind of had just to try to get the batteries recharged for even those that are healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. But it makes it hard to practice when
True.
You can't have anybody in there. So proud of our kids. They've been really resilient this year, with Braylon being out early in the year. Ty Gilbert missing five games, two huge pieces of our team. So a lot of kids have stepped up and helped us find ways to win.
So you take on Canal tonight. That was one of your more impressive road victories of what you did there. What do you? They seem to be playing a little bit better now. I think they've won four to the last six. So what has improved, do you think, for the Indians?
Well, they have two guards that can really score, and they have two post guys that both are about 6'5" and athletic. They're running better offense, number one, and not turning the ball over as much. The first time we played them, we were able to make them uncomfortable with some pressure. You know, that'll still be the goal tonight. But they have ability, and they can score if you're not playing defense. So we can't take any trips off, or they'll score.
This is also a very special night, Hall of Fame. We've got six votes going in, too, and you don't want to single out, but I am going to, because Coach McMillan getting in tonight, and just your thoughts on him and the opportunity now that he gets to be a part of the Newark Hall of Fame.
Well deserved, number one. And I just happened to start coaching here as an assistant when he was a freshman. So his 4 years of high school were my first 4 years back out of college. And to watch him grow as a player, and everybody remembers the dunks and all of those things. What I remember is he was a really, really good teammate and treated everybody on the team, JV kids, with respect, and coaches. So there's a lot of kids that would have his ability that would have some egos. He never had an ego, and he's a huge part of our program right now, and what he brings back to these kids and how much he cares about the North community and North basketball. He fits in with this staff perfect.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
At Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Rent You Own has the deal that will make your new year shine. Free till February 1st on anything that fits in your car. If it fits, it's yours to take home with no payments until February 1st. The earlier you come in to shop, the more you save. So don't wait. Shop your local Rent To Own today. R2O has the TCL Next Frame TV for only $25 per week and other great furniture, electronics, and appliance deals. So hurry into your Rent To Own store or shop online at r2o.com.
Say goodbye to car care headaches with Carvenience from Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. For only $49, we'll pick up your vehicle, leave you with a rental, and return it fully serviced and spotless. No more juggling your schedule or wasting hours at the shop. Carvenience lets you focus on what matters while we take care of all the rest, making life easier. Schedule your service today at HindererMotorCompany.com.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Back here at the Jimmy, getting ready for Newark High School basketball tonight. The Wildcats entertaining Canal Winchester. Canal Winchester comes in scoring 52 points a game and giving up 56 a contest, while the Cats are averaging 54.5 points per game and giving up only 43. And again, it's defense that drives this program, drives this team, and it's no different this year. So far, 9 of the 17 contests, Newark has held teams under 40 points. So over half the games they've been able to do that. And 13 of the 17, they have held the opponent under 50. So we'll see what happens. They gave Canal Winchester only 37 points in the first matchup. And we'll see what they are able to do defensively tonight against the Indians. This is Hall of Fame night here at Newark High School, and we'll recognize those that were inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame at halftime. 6 individuals getting into the Hall of Fame this year, and a great crowd on hand tonight here at Newark High School to recognize those tremendous folks that had an impact here at Newark High School in athletics as well as in the community. Starting lineup for Canal Winchester will be Elijah Dunn. He's a junior. Also starting is Tyler Dalton, a senior. Norman Robinson, a senior, will also start. Iverson Klusman, a senior, and another senior starting. Sorry, check that, junior. Isaiah Darfus will round out the starting lineup. For the Newark Wildcats, Tyron Brooks back in action after being hampered a little bit. He will start along with Colton Peterson. As Coach mentioned, he's got a little bit of a bum ankle, but he will give it a go tonight. Braylon Morris, Jade Quackenbush, and senior Austin Rose will round out the starting lineup for Newark. So it's Quackenbush, Morris, Rose, Brooks, and Peterson. Ty Gilbert, usually the starting point guard, has been out for a couple of games. Coach said in the pregame that he will dress tonight, but hopefully will not play. Give him a few more days off and get ready for the game against Pickerington Central coming up on Tuesday. So, a lot of busy basketball coming up for the Cats. Playing tonight, then Tuesday, and then Friday. The nice thing is they're all here at the Jimmy before they'll have a week off before their next game coming up against Reynoldsburg, which will be a huge matchup as the Raiders, one of the best, not just in Central Ohio this year, but in the state. Cats will want revenge in that one. Opening tip is controlled by Canal Winchester. Cats will go right to left, but they'll start on defense first. And, of course, they're playing their man-to-man defense. Robinson has it, top of the key. Morris hounds him. He'll drive into the left elbow, double-teamed. Nowhere to go. Now gives it off to Darfus. Darfus cut off by Rose. Left baseline it goes. That is Dalton. Back to Darfus, left wing outside the arc. He'll drive left baseline. Rose is all over him. Now Darfus with a three, left baseline. It is short, and the rebound by Brooks, and he's looking to run. Tyron takes it coast-to-coast, puts it up, and he is fouled. He got the rebound, and off he went to the races and took it hard to the rack, and he gets the foul, and he'll shoot two. The foul is on Tyler Dalton. That is his first and the team's first, so sophomore Brooks will go to the line for a pair here for the Cats. Trying to crack the scoreboard first tonight. Brooks with three dribbles, spins it, shoots it, makes it. Cats on the board, 7:21, and they lead it 1-0 with Brooks ready to attempt foul shot number two. Boys, he's been a pleasant surprise all season. Getting it done defensively, can shoot and pass, really has been a huge asset here for the Cats with the injuries that they've had to deal with. And this is the nice thing when you have so many ball handlers with Ty being out. You've got several that can still bring it up. That's a nice weapon to have while your point guard struggles with that ankle injury. Double team. Canal's able to get rid of it, and now they will launch a three on the way wide open, but it's a brick. But able to get his rebound inside and put it up, no good, is Klusman. Another shot up, no good, and now Quackenbush says, enough, let me get the rebound, and the Cats take over up 2-0 at 6:45 first quarter. Canal Winchester also in man-to-man defense. Brooks has it way out front. Keeps his dribble. Now we'll take it to the left wing. Up top it goes Morris. Morris breaks away at the top of the key. Right wing Quackenbush back to Morris. Swings it over to Peterson. Here's Rose with it outside the arc at the top of the key. Peterson left wing gets a pick from Rose. Brings it to the foul circle. Now Brooks is open three right wing. In and out. And the rebound by Canal Winchester. So we remain 2-0 at 6:15. Opening stanza. Pass inside for Canal Winchester. Shot no good, but they're going to call Quackenbush for the foul. And that will send Klusman to the line for a couple of foul shots. So that'll be Jates first. And team foul number one here for the Cats in the first quarter. Jake hitting the big shot against Hilliard Darby. Second big one. Had the buzzer beater against Beaver Creek earlier, so he's becoming one of the clutch guys here for Newark. Foul shot by Klusman is up and in, so Canal Winchester gets on the board. 2-1 Newark. Klusman lines up the second foul shot. Around, it spins out. Loose ball, and it's going to be controlled by Canal Winchester. So they have an opportunity here for a three or even four-point possession. Dunn takes it all the way in. The runner is up and in. Elijah Dunn gives Canal Winchester a 3-2 lead under six to play first quarter. Quackenbush to Brooks across the timeline. Brooks hands it off to Morris. Braylon gets hit, and they're going to call a foul. And that one will be on Tyler Dalton, and that is his second. He's telling Coach, I'm good. But two quick fouls in the first quarter, I'm not sure that you are. Bodie Smith, a little bit banged up, but he's going to check in. Braylon Morris will take the seat. Smith, the junior. And it goes to Brooks in the backcourt. So it looks like Tyburn will run point tonight, at least a majority of it. Smith has it way out front. Here's Rose, right wing, looking inside. Nice cut by Quackenbush. Puts it up and in. Good pick, letting Quack open. Good throw by Rose, and it's now 4-3 Newark. Jake has all, check that, he's got two, and Ty Braun with two. And now Winchester comes right back and gets a basket from Nate Robinson. And now they're up 5-4, 5 minutes first quarter. Peterson has it out front. Quackenbush. Here's Rose, right wing. Brooks has it. Looking inside, Quackenbush posting up. Swings it to Peterson. He loses it. Rose is able to get it, though. Here's Bodie in the paint. Back to Quackenbush. Puts it up and in for two. Nice ball movement there by Newark. And it's 6-5. Cats back up by one as we go back and forth. Here's Dunn. And almost a loose ball, and it is. Bodie goes on the floor, and three Cats battle for it. They don't know it's all of them. And Coach will call a timeout. 4.5 to play first quarter, 6-5 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Tate 98.7.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Cats with the basketball after the timeout in the backcourt, leading 6-5 with 4.5 to play in this first quarter. Brian Mays with you on this Friday evening with Newark basketball. As the Cats entertaining Canal, Winchester. Brooks across the timeline to Peterson. Peterson to Rose. Austin hands it off to Brooks. Here's Quackenbush along the right baseline. Kicks it to Peterson. Three on the way. Bullseye. Colton Peterson. His first points of the night, and it's a trifecta, and it's 9-5 Newark. Here's Canal with the basketball. Robinson takes it in. He's double-teamed. Nowhere to go. Swings it, and here's a three on the way. Around no good. That shot by Amakwa, and it will go out of bounds back to Newark. 9-5, Cats lead it. Quackenbush with four, Peterson three, and Brooks two to start off this contest. Brooks brings it across the timeline. Canal now goes to a 2-3 zone, so changing things up a little bit here. Quackenbush at the paint, down to Smith, left wing. Back inside, Quackenbush has it knocked away. Turnover, here comes Canal Winchester. Amakwa gives it off to Quinn. He spins in the lane, and before the shot, we're going to have a foul on Peterson. So that'll be Peterson's first, and team foul number two. Morris and Kalen Winbush will check in. Rose, well, let's see who's, they're not sure who they want in. They've got too many players. Someone's got to sit. Quackenbush and Rose now will hit the pine. Baseline out of bounds for the Indians. And it goes to Darfus. Amakwa. Here's Quinn. He loses the handle, knocked away by Brooks into the arms of Winbush. Turnover, here come the Cats. And a nice save by Peterson. He'll look to take it up strong, has it rejected by Darfus. And here comes Canal Winchester looking to run. 9-5, Newark by four. Fake three. Now the jumper is up and pure. And that one is good by Klusman. And that makes it now 9-7, 3 minutes to remain here in this first quarter. Morris, left wing Brooks. Morris a long three. Yes, sir. Braylon Morris, give him a little opening. He'll make it every time. And it's 12-7, Newark by five. 2:40 first quarter. Darfus hands it off to Quinn. Quinn is very, very quick. But he almost loses the handle, and Amakwa will bring it up. He'll drive right wing. Mao hands it off to Quinn. Darfus has it out front. Brooks is guarding him. Now a switch with Morris on him. Here's Quinn for a three. It is short. Darfus goes over the top and gets the offensive rebound. Back to Quinn. He'll shoot over Winbush and score. Elijah Dunn now with 4 points, and it's 12-9. Newark by three at 2:05 remaining in this opening quarter. Brooks hands it off to Peterson. Swings it to Morris up top near the Newark logo. Now Winbush has it. Right wing Morris, he thinks he can hit another three, and that one is no good. Spins in and out, and the Indians get the rebound. Robinson takes it strong on Morris, puts up the shot, no good. Loose ball, Winbush gets it for the Cats. Brooks brings it across the timeline. Leading by three, Morris. Up top, Smith. Now to Peterson. Peterson to Winbush, and it's knocked away by Amwaka, and he's got a man ahead of the pack. And putting it up and hanging on the rim, but no technical. That'll be Klusman. So the dunk will count, and it's 12-11. Canal Winchester cuts this lead to one with a minute 15 to go in this first quarter. Brooks, Morris, Braylon spins to the right. Peterson has it right wing. Back to Morris. Again, wide open three. Short. And the rebound, Winbush, he's able to save it to the arms of Smith. And he can't hit the layup. And the rebound by the Indians. Under a minute to play. 12-11 Newark. Robinson takes it into the paint. Amwaka, three. Got it. Canal Winchester retakes the lead at 14-12 with 40 seconds to play. Brooks, hand off to Morris. Cats will probably play for one here as we're at 30 seconds. Winbush, Morris right wing, gets a pick from Winbush, takes it foul circle, hangs, shoots, scores. Braylon with five. We're tied at 14, 18 seconds to play first quarter. Quinn, now over it goes to Robinson. 10 seconds, Robinson top of the key. Keeps his dribble, down to 5 seconds. Robinson looking to go one-on-one. Now he gives it off. Down to two, down to one, shot on the way, no good. And that's the way the quarter will end. Tied at 14, good one with Newark and Canal Winchester. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
14 apiece as we start the second quarter here from Gary Walters Court. Cats will have the basketball to start quarter number two. Quackenbush, Brooks, Morris, Rose, and Smith on the floor right now for Newark. Smith has it out near half court. Gives it off to Rose. Rose right wing. Swings it to Morris left wing. Braylon a three. Braylon got it. Such a pure stroke. He's got eight. Cats back up by three at 17-14. Canal Winchester, not a great record, 6-9, but they are playing much better basketball than when the Cats saw them in December. Quinn has it. Right wing. Amwaka swings it over to Robinson. In the corner, it's Klusman. He's double-teamed. Gives it off to Robinson, and he's quickly double-teamed. Ball on the ground. Brooks, is he able to save it? Off the arms of Quackenbush, back to Canal Winchester. Good defense, though, here by the Cats. And they do eventually force the turnover. Just good hustle that time by Quackenbush and Brooks to finally get Canal Winchester to turn it over. And back to Newark, up by 3, 17-14, 7 minutes to go before the break. Brooks off to Smith. Up top, Quackenbush swings it to Rose. Left wing it goes Brooks. Quackenbush posts up inside, and he's hammered. He'll go to line for two. Jake's really got a good inside-outside game going right now. He loves posting, but he knows he can go out and shoot the three, and that's coming along much better as well. So he's really becoming an integral part of this offense. And again, if you can have three scorers going into the tournament, and Newark basically does with Jake, Braylon Morris, and Tybron Brooks, and Ty Gilbert will assist on a lot of those plays, but will also hit the shots if you need. So really, they could have four scoring options, which is huge come tournament time. Quackenbush hits the first foul shot. Second one is also up and in. He's got six, 19-14. Cats extend the lead to five. Amwaka to Quinn. Quinn looking inside. Nothing there. Amwaka takes it into the paint. He's double-teamed. What do we got? Offensive foul. Quackenbush draws it. So Amwaka, that will be his first and team foul number two. Cats get the ball back. Inbound and in the backcourt. Brooks will bring it across the timeline. Canal Winchester back to a man-to-man defense after playing zone there for a bit and kind of helped him get back in the ballgame. See if they go back to that at some point. Brooks inside Quackenbush. Post left elbow. Nice turnaround hooking in. They found something there. Jake posting up. And it's 21-14. Largest lead here for the Cats. Baseline, Amwaka. He's cut off. Here's Darfus. Takes it left elbow. Nothing there. Quinn launches a very contested three, but it doesn't bother Elijah. He nails it. He's got 7, 21-17. Newark up by 4, under 6 to play before the break. Brooks hands it off to Smith. Morris. Quackenbush, all this outside the arc. Left wing, Brooks. Swings it. Baseline, Smith. Up top, Morris. Braylon takes it into the paint. Hang, shoot, scores. That's pretty. Braylon in double figures with 10, and it's 23-17, Newark. Good flow to this game so far. Very good flow. Amwaka. Off it goes to Barnhurst, who's checked in. Will Barnhurst. And a three on the way is no good. Morris goes up high to get the rebound. Cats looking to push. Morris hands it off to Brooks, right wing. Back up top, Quackenbush. He'll hand it off to Smith, and they'll set it up. Inside, Quackenbush, right wing. Takes it into the paint. Good head fake, and he gets a foul. Foul will be on Isaiah Darfus. That'll be the third team foul on the Indians in this second quarter. So Jake back to the line where he's 4-4 so far this evening. He's got 8. And we'll make it 9. And the Cats back up by 17 with a one foul shot remaining. Winbush, Peterson check in. Smith and Rose will take a seat. And now the junior is ready for his second foul shot. On the way. Got it. 10 points for Quackenbush. Timeout, Canal Winchester. 5:04, second quarter. Newark up by 8. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
11-3 run in the second quarter has given Newark a 25-17 lead with 5:04 remaining in this second period. Quackenbush and Morris each with 10 points leading the way here for Newark to start this ball game. Now Winchester calling the timeout. Got a little perspiration on the floor. They got to mop up. Now we're ready to go. Little token pressure by Morris on Robinson as he brings it across the timeline. Robinson keeps his dribble, and now ball on the floor, and Brooks is getting it off to Winbush. Cats looking to run. Quackenbush, Morris goes up, and the shot is blocked nicely by Darfus. Canal Winchester gets it back. Good defense by both teams on that possession. Darfus, right wing. Up top, here's a three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Loose ball. And Morris is able to get it for Newark. Braylon across the timeline. Now Brooks. Tyburn off goes to Quackenbush. Morris gets free on the right wing, but quickly hounded, so he'll have to bring it back out to Winbush, who loses it, but tips it back up. Kalen to the foul circle. Peterson inside Quackenbush, looking to post up, takes it into the paint. Little baby hook up and in. Adding that to the repertoire, thank you very much. And it's a double-digit lead here for Newark at 27-17. 4 minutes to play before halftime. Darfus looking inside, stolen away. Here comes Morris. Cats on a 4-on-3. Brooks looks to take it in strong off the glass. Got it. Tybron with four. So ever since that timeout, Cats really starting to turn it on here. 29-17. 3.5 to play. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Winbush. Good box out. Cats one and done. When they can shoot and then get the good defensive rebounds, very, very tough to beat. Brooks has it right wing. Inside Quackenbush. Looking to post. Takes it in strong. Bats up. Shot off the back iron. No good. And there'll be a foul on Winbush trying to get the offensive rebound. That'll be Talon's first. And the first on the team here in the second quarter. Rose back in. Quackenbush will take a breather. Cats up 29-17. 3:11 to go in the second quarter. Dalton will bring it up. Peterson will hound him right at half court. He brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Darfus. Rose right there to meet him. Now here's Robinson left wing. He takes it hard off the glass. No good. An offensive foul as Winbush underneath was ready. Should mention, we had quite an interesting reserve game tonight. The Cats were victorious, but there were four technical fouls called in the JV game. It got, and it was basically trash talking a lot of it. There was called, one T was called on the JV coach of Canal Winchester, but the rest were on players, just a lot of mouthing, and it got intense. But the Cats, led by Coach Eddie McMillan, getting the victory. Very good reserve team that Newark has this year, and those kids, a majority of them, will be heading to the varsity level, and they've got some talent. They can shoot, do a lot of different things. Coach Matt's done a nice job with them. 29-17, Newark up by 12, 2:48 to go in this second quarter. Brooks to Rose, Peterson left wing, back up top near half court. Brooks has it, looking to get a pick from Rose, and he does, right wing. Tybron scouring the floor, keeps his dribble really nicely. Now hands it off to Smith. Brooks gets it back. He'll take it into the paint. Good post up, off the glass, and in for two. Good offensive possession. Brooks with six, and the Cats extend this lead 31-17. Canal Winchester having 14 points in the first quarter, only three so far in quarter number two. Dalton trying to take it in, and he traveled. He made the shot, but they're going to say he took too many steps. Quackenbush in, and let's see who will take a seat. Rose will. So Cats really trying to finish this second quarter strong. It's already been a good one. Up 31-17 with 2 minutes to play. Brooks across the timeline. Winbush has it. Kalen in trouble. Quackenbush near half court. Jake. Now to Smith. Smith. Here's Quackenbush, top of the key. Hands it off to Peterson. Peterson. Nowhere to go. Winbush right wing. Looking inside. Quackenbush double team. Nothing going. Now they'll swing it to Brooks. Quackenbush has it. Knocked away, but he'll get it near half court. 1:30 to go, second quarter. Winbush, right baseline, brings it back up. Try to give and go, but it's stolen away by Canal Winchester. Darfus looking to take it in, and he's fouled by Winbush. He'll go to the line for two. Foul on Kalen is his second and the team's second in this second quarter. So Darfus will go to the line shooting two. His team trailing by 14 at 31-17. And that might be the first case tonight where not having Gilbert kind of hurt that possession, trying to milk a little clock as Darfus hits the first foul shot. And then the errant pass leading to these foul shot opportunities here for the Indians. Darfus ready for the second shot. That's too hard off the back iron. Quackenbush gets it. And Newark will have it with 1:15 to go, second quarter, and up by 13 at 31-18. Here's Brooks, right wing, across the timeline. Here's Morris. Morris at the elbow. Peterson, open three. Too hard, and the rebound by Quinn, who's checked back in for the Indians. Under a minute to play. 31-18. Quinn spins, hangs, shoots. Oh, he gets the shooter's touch. He's got nine, and it's 31-20 with 45 seconds to go. Brooks, double-teamed, in trouble, gets it to Morris. Braylon hangs, fires, got it. He's feeling it tonight. 12 points for Braylon, 33-20. Cats back up by 13. Canal Winchester looks like they might play for one here. Facing a double team. It's Robinson. Now Dunn. He's double teamed. Out of bounds. It will stay with Canal Winchester at 19 ticks to go. Side out of bounds. Robinson will do it. Gets it in to Dunn. Dunn. Over it goes Robinson, back to Dunn, right baseline, puts it up, blocked by Brooks. Cats get it, 9 seconds. Peterson ahead of the pack. Colton will have to slow it down. Now Quackenbush, got to hurry, 3 seconds. Brooks, right baseline, fires a three. Yes, sir! And that's the way the half will end. Brooks with a big trifecta, and the Cats have a very strong second quarter as they lead it 36-20. Outscoring Canal Winchester 22-6 in this second stanza. So Newark up by 16. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Another reason to choose Hinderer Motor Company for your next vehicle. This is Justin Hinderer. Every vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty, award-winning service, and our exclusive Carvenience. We pick up your vehicle, service it, and return it so you save time and enjoy peace of mind. That's Carvenience. At Hinderer Motor Company, we take care of everything so you can drive worry-free. See why we're the best choice for your next new or used car by visiting HinderMotorCompany.com.
Serious about tightening your belt in the new year? Turn to Ross's Granville Market for the right ingredients to help you eat right. You can count on Ross's for the freshest fruits and vegetables, but they also have a great selection of fresh fish and plant-based foods. You'll be surprised at the variety of choice and flavors. The only limitation is your own imagination. To help keep your resolutions, visit Ross's Granville Market, your home for fresh flavor and selection. 484 South Main Street in Granville and online at GranvilleMarket.com.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Sometimes we need extra healthcare assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Centers here for you and your loved ones, offering respite, short-term care, and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Halftime here at the Jimmy, 36-20. Newark leads by 16 over Canal Winchester. Let's pause for station identification as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays with you here at Kate 98.7, Newark High School, 36-20. Cats leading by 16 at the break, led 12 points each by Braylon Morris and Jake Quackenbush, 9 points by Tybron Brooks, and 3 points by Colton Peterson. So the Cats getting it done. Shooting pretty good, 40%. Canal Winchester, okay. How about 61% for the Cats? 13 of 21, 4 of 8 from behind the arc at 50%. A perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line as well. That is getting it done for Newark. Again, 22-6, they outscore Canal Winchester in that second quarter. Well, tonight, 6 individuals were inducted into the Newark High School Athletic Hall of Fame, and we want to recognize all of them. James Blind, Gray Gilliams, Leah Sherman, Eddie McMillan, Maggie Mitchell, and Grant Russell. Mr. Blind, a 1950 graduate, played football at Newark before heading off to be a Muskingum Muskie, where he played for Newark graduate Ed Sherman. Blind led the Whitehall football program then to 3 league championships and the wrestling program, which he did start at Whitehall, to 1 district championship. He joined the staff at Capital University as defensive line coach in football, helping the Crusaders win the 1970 NCAA Division III championship. He also was a longtime official officiating track, baseball, and wrestling. He's also been a past inductee into the Ohio High School Athletic Association Officials Hall of Fame. Gilliams was a 1980 graduate here at Newark High School, was a baseball outstanding player, earning All-Ohio honors at Newark. He then got All-American honors 3 times at Ohio Dominican and hit 48 home runs in his college career. He was in the Atlanta Braves organization for a while and then moved to coaching, winning over 120 games in the NCAA Division II level and leading Emory Riddle to a national runner-up finish in 2005. He earned Gulf South Conference Coach of the Year while at Valdosta State and is starting his first season at Flagler College. Sherman started the Newark wrestling program in 1963 and coached the Wildcats to a Central Ohio League championship in 76, and also got an individual state champ on that program, being Rod Barndollar. Sherman was also a member of the football coaching staff during the championship season in 75, and that was Newark's first trip to the playoffs. Maggie Mitchell, a 2014 graduate, she was a tremendous player for the girls' basketball team, finishing her career with 1,214 career points, and that's with missing most of her junior year with an injury. She got OCC honors three times. She was a member of the National Honor Society at Newark, playing collegiately at Ashland and Gannon, scoring more than 1,000 career points and earning all conference honors while she was at Gannon. Grant Russell, he could throw the football. He could do a lot of things, but that's what a lot of Newark fans remember. He was also a 2014 graduate and got OCC honors in both boys basketball, baseball, along with football. As a quarterback, he earned OCC honors three times, named the OCC Ohio and Region 11 Player of the Year as a senior. He holds several school records, including passing yards in a game, 472, thank you very much, career 6,330, and 42 career touchdown passes. He was twice named to the OCC Champion Basketball Court and also played college football at Ohio Dominican and finished the career leader there in passing yards with 8,720 and 87 touchdowns. He was the great Midwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year as a senior, also earning All-American honors. And we round out with Eddie McMillan. McMillan, a 1999 graduate, led the Wildcats to their first OCC championship his senior year and earned Player of the Year in both the OCC and District 11. He finished his newer career with 1,009 points. He's, of course, assistant coach now for the program, running the JV team. He's been an educator of at-risk youth for both Foxfire Schools and as a linkage coordinator for Newark City Schools. So congratulations to all six of those outstanding individuals making it tonight to the Newark Athletic High School Hall of Fame. Third quarter is right around the corner. That's coming up next as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Tate 98.7.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock's dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
Cats in control as we start the third quarter, leading 36-20 over Canal Winchester. As the team shooting for 1,733 victories tonight. Halfway home to accomplish that. Canal Winchester will get the ball to start this second half. Newark left to right in quarter number three. On the floor for the Cats, Quackenbush, Rose, Brooks, Morris, and Peterson. The same starting five we had to open this contest. Robinson has it for Canal Winchester. Morris hounds him. Here's Darfus has it top of the key. Takes it on Quackenbush, puts it up with the left hand, up and in. Darfus now with 3 points. Coach of Canal Winchester really wanted an and one there, but he just gets the 2 points, and it's 36-22, Newark by 14. Quackenbush left wing, up top Rose, Austin. Now to Quackenbush, right elbow. Jade fires the jumper, swish. Quackenbush with 14, leading score, back up by 16 are the Cats at 38-22. We've played 1 minute in this third quarter. Robinson, top of the key. Here's Dalton with it, left wing. Takes it left baseline. Up top, Robinson, left elbow. And what do we got? Going to have a foul called on Austin Rose. That'll be his first, team foul number one in this third quarter. Baseline out of bounds for the Indians. Dalton, lazy pass, and Morris almost knocked that away. Coach for Canal Winchester not happy with that inbounds play at all. Now they'll get it on the side, and they'll inbound it to Robinson, a much crisper pass that time around. Robinson cut off. Dalton, and did he step out of bounds? He sure did. Turnover back to the Cats. Newark did force six turnovers in that first half, so now seven for the Indians. And Newark trying to now get their biggest lead. Right now it's at 16 at 38-22. Brooks across the timeline. Here's Morris to Rose. Austin top of the key, inside Quackenbush. Turns, shoots, swish. Jake with 16, and it's an 18-point lead for the Cats. Dalton takes it strong to the hoop, shoots an air ball, rebound by Peterson. Cats running. Brooks across the timeline. Brooks keeps his dribble out near half court. Spins away. Here's Quackenbush, left wing, up top Brooks. He'll take it to the right wing. Peterson, good head fake. Nothing there. Now gives it off to Brooks. Nicely, Haynes can't hit it, but there's Rose battling for the rebound, and it'll be a jump ball, and it'll stay with Newark. Austin Rose, we talk about it all the time, does all the dirty work. A lot of screens, battles inside. Just a tough, tough ball player and a great senior leader for Newark. And he gets the inbound play and scores! Right on cue, thank you, Austin Rose. He hits the scoring column, and it's a 20-point lead for the Cats. That was a nice inbound play. Cats again, like they did in that second quarter, just starting off strong in quarter number three and trying to fire that knockout punch. Done from the top of the key. No good. Rebound, Morris. Canal needs a timeout, especially here if Newark scores. Morris, Peterson, Quackenbush. Up top now, Rose has it. Looking to Brooks. Quackenbush trying to post inside. Now he'll come back out. Brooks still has the basketball. Gives it off to Rose, top of the key. Nice cut. Peterson loses the handle. Now to Quackenbush, a three. Got it. And timeout. Canal Winchester. All Newark in this third quarter. 45-22. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Lead is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Our next basketball broadcast will be this coming Tuesday as the Newark boys entertain the Tigers of Pickerington Central, going for a season sweep after winning at Picktown by five. Pre-game approximately 7:15, live tip-off to follow at 7:30, and then next Friday, a double dip for you as the girls and boys entertain Taze Valley. Pre-game at 5:45 with the girls and tip at 6, and the boys will follow immediately after. 9-2 run by Newark to start this third quarter, up by 23 at 45-22. Canal Winchester with the basketball after the timeout. Here's Dalton with the top of the key. Robinson baseline, nothing there. Darfus right wing. Gives it back. Here's a three on the way by Canal Winchester. No good. Good rebound inside, though, by Dunn, and he is fouled, and he will go to the line for two. Foul is on Braylon Morris. And Elijah Dunn at the line. He's got 9 points. First team foul of this third quarter, second team foul, excuse me, as Dunn hits the foul shot, so he's in double figures with 10, leading the way for Canal Winchester. Fallon Morris was his first, and like I just mentioned, team foul number two. Elijah Dunn, second foul shot. Yep. He's got 11, leading the way for the Indians, and it's 45-24, Newark by 21. Jake Quackenbush leading the way with 19. He's got 7 in this third quarter. Rose gets a pick for Brooks. Up top, left wing it goes Bodie Smith, who's checked in. Smith still has the basketball. Now it goes to Brooks, left wing outside the arc. Smith has it, takes it into the paint, cut off, Quackenbush baseline. Nice cut by Brooks, puts it up and in for two. You move without the basketball, good things are going to happen. Brooks with 11. Dunn, shot blocked by Quackenbush. It's saved by Canal Winchester, and they'll throw it off of Morris and get it back. 47-24, Newark by 23. 4:06 remains in this third quarter. Dalton inbound it under the Indians basket. Gets it into Robinson. Darfus at the foul circle. Cut off. Dalton a long three. Too strong, and the rebound inside by Brooks. He's not the biggest, but he finds the right spot to get in there and gets a lot of rebounds. Morris, right wing, three-pointer, bullseye! Braylon Morris with 15, and it's 50-24. Newark just shooting the lights out. I think they've missed one shot in this third quarter after shooting 60% in the first half. Darfus a three. Off the back iron, hits the top of the backboard, goes out of bounds, and it will go back to Newark. And we got a little tanglement between Morris and Robinson. Like we said, it got chippy in the JV game. We hope that doesn't happen in the reserve game, or I should say varsity game. Robinson will take a seat, and Amakwa will check in for Canal Winchester. And they will install some full-court press here, down by 26 at 50-24. Smith will inbound it in the backcourt. In there goes to Brooks. Quick double team. Now to Quackenbush and now to Morris. Cats break it easy. Braylon, right elbow. Shot no good. Quackenbush comes charging in and knocked Winbush to the ground. And now Jake is still on the ground. See if he's all right. He's getting helped up. And I think he just, when he fell, banged up his side a little bit. He looks to be okay. So just an out of bounds, and it'll go back to Canal Winchester. 50-24. Cats broke that press easily. See if Canal Winchester even tries that again. Just trying to make something happen because they've been outscored 14-4 in this third quarter. Dunn has it top of the key. Darfus at the foul circle. He's double-teamed. Nice cut, though, and that is done. Talked about his quickness. He made a nice cut to the basket, and it's 50-26. Morris takes it to the foul circle. Smith a three. Around and goes. Bodie Smith gets his first points of the night, and that three-pointer gives Newark a 27-point lead. Dalton up top, Darfus. In the foul circle. Nice pass underneath. And that shot is good by Caden Dunleavy. His first two, and it's 53-28. Newark by 25 at 2.5 remaining third quarter. Morris out front to Quackenbush. Right wing Morris. He quickly shoots a three, and he drains another one. Oh, the Cats are just red hot from the field tonight. 56-28, doubling up now, the Indians. Morris has got 18. Ball on the floor, Winbush, of course, right there, and we should have a jump ball, and we will. And alternate possession will stay with the Indians with just under two to play in this third quarter. And in this third quarter, Newark has four threes. They have eight total baskets, half of those being from beyond the arc. And again, I think just two missed shots in this third quarter. Red hot from the floor. And it goes to Dunleavy. Now Dalton has it. And his pass knocked away out of bounds by Peterson. It'll stay with the Indians at 152. Newark 56, Canal Winchester 28. Cats trying for their third straight victory and move to 15-3 on the season. And 8-2 in the OCC Buckeye. Dalton way out near half court. Supposed to take it in on Rose. Good defense. Wild shot. Rebound Quackenbush. Great defense by Austin Rose. Dalton thought he was going to have a speed advantage, and Austin said nope. And the Cats will set up with 90 seconds in this third quarter, up 56-28. Rose out front. Here's Smith, left wing. Gets a pick from Rose. Off it goes right wing Peterson. Back to Smith. Bodie looks inside. Now to Tyron Brooks near half court. Brooks keeps his dribble. Here's Smith, left wing. Swings it to Peterson, but the pass knocked away by Dunleavy. Here comes Canal Winchester, 3-on-1. Dunleavy takes it in. Haynes shoots and has a chance for a 3-point play. So Caleb Dunleavy having a good third quarter. That's 4 points and a chance to make it 5 with 1:01 remaining in this third quarter. Foul on Smith, his first. Team foul number 3. And Caleb Dunleavy at the line looking to complete the old school 3-point play. Foul shot on the way, and it is no good. Rebound Quackenbush. 56-30, under a minute remains in this third quarter. Cats by 26. Brooks across the timeline to Quackenbush. Jake keeps it out front. Now Rose has it. Baseline, Brooks wide open, takes it into the paint, has it knocked away by that fast Dunn. He's trying to bring it coast to coast, puts it up over Rose. What do we got? Offensive foul. Rose holds his position, and a turnover. It will go back to Newark with 38 seconds remaining. Morris will check in, and Brooks will take a seat. So Austin Rose gets the offensive foul, and the Cats have a chance now to maybe play for one in this third quarter, which they have totally dominated. Morris across the timeline. Spins away to Quackenbush. 27 seconds left. Peterson to Winbush. Bounce pass inside to Quackenbush. Double team. Peterson open for three, but he decides to take it into the paint for a better shot. It's short. Quackenbush gets the rebound. And with 12 seconds left now, I think they will play for one. Morris has it out front now to Quackenbush. Down to 7 seconds. Back to Morris. Braylon near half court. Got to go as we're down to 3 seconds. Braylon faces a double team. 2-1. Fires the three. Got it! Oh, my! That's how they ended the second quarter. That's how they end the third quarter with a buzzer beater from beyond the arc. And the Cats in control, leading 59-30 with a quarter left. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Serious about tightening your belt in the new year? Turn to Ross's Granville Market for the right ingredients to help you eat right. You can count on Ross's for the freshest fruits and vegetables, but they also have a great selection of fresh fish and plant-based foods. You'll be surprised at the variety of choice and flavors. The only limitation is your own imagination. To help keep your resolutions, visit Ross's Granville Market, your home for fresh flavor and selection, 484 South Main Street in Granville and online at granvillemarket.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
We start the fourth quarter here at the Jimmy, 59-30. Newark by 29. And since the first quarter when we were deadlocked at 14, Newark has outscored the Indians 45-16. And now with a comfortable 29-point lead, Cats with the basketball. Morris has it. Swings it over to Smith. Back up top, Morris. Morris, right wing, Brooks, takes it baseline. Puts up the little runner. Short, he gets the own offensive rebound, and the Cats will reset. Out it goes to Morris. Braylon, nice move. Into the paint. Haynes off the glass, no good. Rose, strong rebound. Got it. Austin Rose with 4 points, and it's the largest lead at 31-61-30 with a minute gone by, fourth quarter. Here's Dunn. Off it goes to Dalton. Cats won the first meeting 64-37, right in line to do that again. Here's a three on the way for the Indians. It's way short. Winbush gets the rebound for Newark. Winbush, Brooks, Peterson, Rose, and Morris. 61-30. Newark up by 31. Running clock takes place when you have a lead of 35. Smith. Here's Brooks. Baseline. Cutting Winbush. Off the glass. And one. Winbush, his first points of the night, and has a chance for the three-point play. 63-30. Cats now by 33 with 6.5 in this fourth quarter remaining. Just so nice when the ball is falling through the hoop like it is tonight for Newark. Doing everything right defensively and just lights out from either two or three. Coach has to be real happy with how this team is playing tonight. Winbush at the line, trying to convert the three-point play. Bends, shoots, in and out. And the rebound by Tanel Winchester. 63-30, all Newark. Here's Darfus, top of the key. Keeps it on the right wing. Back up top, it's Dalton Robinson. Here's a three on the baseline. That is up and in, and that's Will Barnhorst making the shot. That's his first points of the night. He's got three, and the lead back down to 30 at 63-33 Newark. Brooks. Off it goes to Rose, right wing. Quackenbush trying to post inside. Can't get it to this point. Back up top to Brooks. Right wing, Morris. Morris keeps his dribble. Rose has it outside the arc. Now to Brooks, left wing. Brooks brings it to the top of the key. Right wing it goes, Quackenbush. He's open for a three. Too hard, and the rebound by Dunn for Canal Winchester. Cats by 30 at 5:25. Darfus a three. Nope. Rebound Winbush. Nice strong board by Kalen. Outlet to Quackenbush. He'll give it off to Brooks, who'll bring it across the timeline at 5:15, fourth quarter. Quackenbush out near half court. Here's Rose. Austin to Morris. Morris almost has it taken away, but he's able to retain it. And now he'll get it back after a pass to Winbush. Hands it off to Brooks. Right wing. Nice cut inside Morris. Easy two. Good back screen, and Morris found his way inside the paint, and it's 65-33, Newark. Dalton, good head fake, takes it in, puts it up strong against Quackenbush, misses the layup, shot is up no good, but I think we're going to have a foul on Braylon. Yep, foul on Braylon, that'll be his second. And going to the line will be Norman Robinson, yet to score tonight. Robinson's first foul shot is on the way, and around and in and out. Braden Kobe checks in for Newark. Braylon Morris probably done for the night, and he had a good night. 23 points for the senior. Headed to Hillsdale after his career ends here at Newark. Second foul shot, that one is up and in for Robinson. And it's 65-34, Newark. Again, this starting a four-game homestand. Two games next week with Pickerington Central and also Taze Valley. Then the 14th, Reynoldsburg, and then they'll conclude the regular season on the road at arch-rival Lancaster. All those games exclusively here on Kate 98.7. 65-34. Brooks is hounded by Robinson, and he will be called for the foul. He's a physical player, Robinson is. That'll be his second foul and team foul number two in this fourth quarter. Rose will inbound it to Quackenbush, right wing. Quackenbush tries baseline, double team, get it to Rose. And here's a three, swish, up and in. I tell you what, that was Kobe. He comes right in and nails it. So he's got three, 68-34. Cats again double up their scoring lead. And Winbush gets the loose ball, and Newark will have it, and they'll bring it across the timeline. Brooks keeps his dribble, gives it off to Kobe. Kobe now to Winbush along the left wing. Here's Quackenbush again. Nice spin move, takes it up strong. Can't hit it, gets his offensive rebound, and that falls off the iron. Both those shots looked real good. Here comes Canal Winchester. Barnhorst to three, short. Rebound Winbush. He's had several of those tonight. And the Cats will regroup up by 34 with 3:20 remaining. Brooks, left wing. Keeps his dribble. A lot of battling inside, and it's Robinson again. He gets his arms tangled with Quackenbush, and they'll have to separate. We'll take a break. 3:13 remains fourth quarter. Cats up by 34. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
68-34, Newark by 34, as we have 3 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. We'll have a foul on Kobe guarding Dunn. Wholesale substitutions in for Newark. Branson DeWalt, Zach Meister will join Kobe, Austin Rose, and Kalen Winbush for the remainder of this game. Might have a couple more substitutions. Here's Dunleavy. He's double-teamed. Barnhorst fires up another three. Around no good, and a rebound by Meister. Under three to play. Cats in control. Winbush left baseline. Kalen triple-teamed. Gets it off to Meister. Up top, Kobe. He'll take it to the foul circle and drill it. Braden Kobe with 5 points in this fourth quarter, and it's 70-34 Newark. Awanka takes it in. Tough runner, no good. Rebound, Winbush. Gives it off to Meister, and we will have a running clock for the final 2.5 to go. Kobe. Winbush, left wing. Kalen swings it to Meister, right wing. Back up top, Winbush. Left it goes, Kobe. 2 minutes to play. Winbush has it right wing. Inside DeWalt. Double team. He's still able to get it. Winbush has it. Swings it to Meister. Kobe takes it into the paint, and he has it knocked away. Rose gets it. Now to Meister. And they're going to say a travel. And it'll turn it back over to Canal Winchester. So, Cats will improve to 15-3 with this victory. 8-2 in the OCC Buckeye. And for the 10th time in 18 games, unless a barrage happens with 90 seconds to go, will hold a team under 40%, 40 points. Excuse me. That is just tremendous defense. And again, they had 14 points. And we have official stop play for some reason. 14 points at the end of the first quarter. They have 34 total, so 20 points in the final three quarters. Not sure what happened. Dunn comes out, and the Indians will set it up in the backcourt. I guess they just wanted to sub him out. Barnhorst hits a three. That is his second one in this fourth quarter. And it's 70-37, Newark. Meister in trouble in the backcourt, in trouble. And a steal by Iwanka. He will put it up and in. And a timeout. Well, the ref thought Canal Winchester called a timeout, but they said, no, we didn't. Not sure what happened there either. So got some issues going here at the end of this ball game. But Iwanka gets the basket, and we are down to 38 seconds. Meister inside DeWalt. Can't hit the shot, gets his own rebound, and puts it up and in. Branson DeWalt, the 6'8". Sophomore, we're going to see some good stuff from him in the next couple years. Iwanka looking to take it in, double-teamed. Here's a long three on the way. That is short. Rebound by Winbush, and we're down to 18 seconds. Off it goes to Meister. 72-39, Newark in control. And we're down to 10 seconds. And that should just about do it. And now Winchester says enough. Winbush will dribble it out. And Newark, very impressive tonight. 72-39. They take care of Canal Winchester and get their 15th victory on the season. We'll recap it after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Prager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Craiger Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark. What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Licking County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Now through February 28th, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online, CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
No problem tonight for the Newark Wildcats, easily defeating the Canal Winchester Indians here at the Jimmy by a final of 72-39. The Cats shot 61% in the first half and even better in the second half. I think they're going to end up close to 70% from the floor and the foul line, they only missed one. So they really got it done offensively. You know the defense is going to be there. And this game was tied at 14 after the first quarter. After that, Newark outscores the Indians 58-25 to get this huge victory. They were led this evening by Braylon Morris. He had 23 points, 19 points for Jake Quackenbush, 11 points for Tybron Brooks, 5 points off the bench for Braden Kobe with a three as well in that fourth quarter, 4 points for Austin Rose, 3 points each for Colton Peterson and Bodie Smith, 2 points for Kalen Winbush and Branson DeWalt. So a lot of players hitting the scoring column, and you love to see this, getting a huge win. And starting point guard Ty Gilbert still battling an injury. You didn't have to play him tonight. He should be good to go for Pickerington Central on Tuesday. But just an overall dominating performance by the Cats, again moving to 15-3 overall with their win streak now at 3-8-2 in OCC Buckeye play. Our next broadcast will be this coming Tuesday as the Cats stay home here at Gary Walters Court entertaining the Tigers of Pickerington Central. Pregame at approximately 7:15 and the live tip-off at 7:30. Thanks to Ethan back at the studio for making sure we got on the air and getting everything done. Thank you, sir. Again, your final from Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. It's Newark 72, Canal Winchester 39. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.